to the Trade Secrets Inspections podcast because you need to know. Here's your host, Rick Koyman. Well, welcome back, awesome listeners and viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show, here, as always, with Rick Koyman. Rick, how you doing?
I am excellent. I am awesomely happy to be with you again.
Well, so, and you know, I think we're all doing excellent because so far so good. It was a close call with a recent hurricane, you hate to even say it after last year, but
that's been inevitable. I mean, you just got to be prepared and expect the unexpected, I think. South Florida is a wet place.
The good certainly outweighs the bad. And speaking of the bad, the big bad mold thing, I mean, it gets a lot of play during the hurricane season and right after a hurricane, you know, certainly leaks and all that. But, you know, it's just always out there, right?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the big part of the topic or why I wanted to talk about it again today is it really affects us health-wise. And, you know, it's awesomely around us all the time in our homes, and we don't even realize it. And because it's, you know, just part of our daily exposures, we don't realize that it's the thing that's causing the irritations and, you know, the respiratory distresses and headaches and, you know, everything from hair loss to depression.
Dang, hair loss too. Holy moly. You know, our environment plays a long, the recent wildfires, I guess they're still going on, but, you know, we down here in Florida, but folks up in the northern part of the country were told to stay indoors, right? Yeah. And because of the air situation, unhealthy, right. But we could be in a home in Southwest Florida, not even knowing that it's possibly worse than what folks were dealing with up north, and they knew about it. It's the unknown, right?
Yeah, and, you know, people don't even think about it, but we really live in our homes down here closed up most of the year. I mean, everybody comes down here for the wonderful environment, but, you know, ultimately it's hot and humid, and really you don't want to keep your interior, your home in those conditions. So ultimately it's closed up most of the time, and that's where we spend the majority of our time, you know, especially sleeping. We don't realize a large percentage of our life is spent just resting in an ambient environment that's, you know, really a player in how we feel throughout the day. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
So what do you recommend, you know, whether you're a homeowner or a condo or whatever, you know, because my daughter is in a condo, her and her husband, and they just went through a situation where the roofing company kind of messed up, and they're three-story building. They're on the second floor, and they had water issues, and mold was a big question mark, and no one really seemed to want to address that, interestingly.
And, you know, it becomes a dirty word, literally. And honestly, that's a big deal because, you know, water exposure over a very short period of time becomes its own issue. You know, most of the items in our homes, the stuff that we build our residences with, we basically say that they come prepackaged with the mold pre-installed. It's just not growing yet. I mean, because it's basically around us everywhere. I mean, unless you're in, you know, a sterile environment, which is basically, you know, a hospital kind of condition, it is around us. It is there. It's just waiting for the conditions to come together for it, you know, to become the life form that it wants to be. But basically, you know, you start with, you know, even not even a roof leak, but a clean water leak. You know, you can have, you know, your source water from your sink that you drink, you know, become an issue in your cabinet or on your floor, or, you know, your refrigerator ice maker line leaks. And, you know, legitimately after 24 hours of that water being on your surfaces, it's no longer a clean situation. It's considered a category 2 water, or, you know, like a gray water, you know, beginning of the sewage stage of things. So yeah, within a day, you're looking at a possible problem beginning. So it, you know, often doesn't get realized that quickly, And, you know, it's weeks or months later and people are like, oh, is it a problem? It was a problem a long time ago. So, yeah, it's a latent issue that it just sits there dormant and then it gets kind of triggered and people don't quite pick up on it right away. Especially in our humid environment here, I would say one thing to pay attention to is your air conditioning system. I mean, take a look at your at the grills on your ceiling ducts, on your supply side, and the return. You know, when you're changing your air filter, stick your head up under there and look at the condition of that heat exchanger, that coil in there. Mm-hmm. If it's not shiny and clean, that's what you're breathing, right? That is your air source coming through there. That's past the filter. So after that, it's kind of like what we say about water. If you don't filter it, you are the filter.
Interesting. Interesting. So recommendations. I think it's semi-obvious, but I don't think extremely obvious. You know, if we've had water in the home or in the residence, sometimes we clean it up and go, well, we should be good, you know, put a fan on it and, you know, looks dry now. You know, is this, and in situations, like you said, homes come, you know, prepackaged with mold, you know, it's like just that water and maybe it's water we don't see. Is this something we should be doing on an annual basis? I mean, just as part of like everything else, you know, we go to the dentist on a regular basis to keep our teeth in our mouth and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And not only just in the mold area, but in just in your indoor air quality, you know, and adding radon to the conversation. We can do it on another podcast here. We can dive into what radon is. But yeah, this stuff changes, you know, year after year, and the conditions of, you know, everything from the water table to the air, you know, what is, you know, an ultimately hot and dry year or a cool and wet year, you know, those things all affect what's going on in our interior source or our interior environment. So, yeah, I mean, you go in for a yearly physical, I would say that every, you know, at least every couple of years, you should have your interior air evaluated. Even if you don't have radon, you could have radon develop over a couple of year period and the conditions change.
Wow. And I've heard stories of, and here we go talking about radon now. But the, was it the marble cabinetry or the slate? And
yeah.
Radon, that can be a source of radon. Sure.
Yeah. Well, radon comes from uranium, and uranium is basically a stone, right? So any of your earthly stone products, you know, whether they're processed or granite polished, yeah, they're potentially radioactive to some extent, for sure.
Not funny, but oof, holy moly.
Yeah, you just don't realize it, but we live with it, you know, and that's kind of like why we moved out of caves. It ultimately wasn't a healthy place.
So what do you do? I mean, if you find, I mean, one, is that something that you should test before you invest in? Because I, you know, a stone is not cheap. I mean,
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's incorporated into new construction to some extent. And, you know, the builders won't let you test for it until you own it. But, yeah, absolutely. It's your home. It's your interior source, your space. You should absolutely know what you're living in, for sure. But if you have water issues in your home and it's been there for a while and all you did was put a fan on it or, you know, put a dehumidifier in there and dry things up, you most likely have a hidden or latent mold issue in there that is probably of some bit of an irritant or, you know, an allergen is a better word to put it as. People kind of respond better to saying, oh, it's kind of like an allergic reaction. Yeah, it is. And, you know, some people are more sensitive than others to it, but basically that's what's going on. It's a response to what's in the air.
And then we see that black area. And probably the knee-jerk reaction is grab a bottle of bleach and
Tylex,
right?
Yeah, you know, Tylex is a wonderful product. It's basically a dilute bleach, which is a great cleaner, and it is effective. The problem is that it doesn't get rid of what is going on that you don't see. So it's kind of like, you know, cutting the flowers off instead of pulling the weeds. right? So you got rid of the black stuff on top, but the fungus, which is what mold is a fungus, it has a root system. That root system is probably developed into the material. If it's any kind of a semi-porous or a porous material, it's very difficult to get the mold out of it. Hmm. If it's a hard surface, a tile, a metal product, a porcelain, a non-porous, that bleach product is a perfect item to remove it, get it off, and it should absolutely do the job for you. The problem is that we mostly have semi-porous materials, which includes the grout, and therein lies, the mold in our showers or the caulk. It's in there, and you're not going to get it out, or you're not going to treat it to make it go away. And that's kind of one of the big problems that goes on down here in Florida with the houses that get damaged, is they get dried out and they get chemically treated. And now they're actually toxic from what is pesticide applied to the surfaces, right? Because you put on an antifungal instead of actually a bleach, and that's a pesticide product. And now you have a contaminated surface chemically. So there's a lot of missteps to be had in the way that mold is dealt with, and people don't understand why it's such a big issue to get rid of it. And really, if you have it, the only way to deal with it is to get rid of it. So most of the time, those items are best removed and replaced. And if you disturb it, you'll spread it around. And if you spread it around, it goes to the places it wasn't, and now you make it worse. So therein comes the remediations and all the protocols and the importance of how you do it and why we have this industry and why I have this special license to, go in and do these assessments and these testings and to be the independent voice that's not actually out there telling you, hey, you got to get rid of this and that because it's, beneficial to me financially to have me do that for you. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you, this is what you got going on. This is how it happened. This is what needs to be done to correct it. Have whoever you want do that. And when they get done, have someone else come and make sure that it was done properly. Don't have the person that did it tell you that they did it perfectly. And then back up and move on, because all you did was spend money and you just push the can down the road and you have the problem. Yeah.
So that's really great advice. So and I don't know how mold companies work. I'm assuming that maybe they could do an inspection. Don't know. But to get an independent company, individual like yourself.
If for no other reason, do what we call the final clearance test, third party.
Yeah.
Ideally, you want it separated from beginning to end so that you have some oversight and what's going on. But typically, no, the remediators come in, and it's not wrong for them to come in and find the source of where the water is and remove the damaged areas. Florida law says that there's required to be a final third-party test, but there's a loophole in the law that says, you as the customer can say that you're satisfied with the outcome of the project. And if that contractor can convince you that, hey, are you happy with what we did? And we took these samples and our test came back good. And they go, yeah, it's great. We trust you. We believe you. But you don't know what you don't know. And you don't know that they didn't include a whole portion of the job that just wasn't included. Hmm. And if you don't do it all, then why do any of it?
Wow. Good advice. Speaking of which, anything else that we should know when it comes to mold?
I would basically say to give it a little bit more respect than most people are generally willing to. Understand that it's present in all of our environments. It's just to what extent it is. And, it's not that it's the cleanliness of your house necessarily, but sometimes it is. But, independent, third party, just come in there and tell you what's going on. It's kind of like that physical that you go to yearly just to have someone say, hey, you should think about this.
Love it. So once a year, add it to your list, folks. Get the mold situation. Get peace of mind. I mean, if nothing else, and more importantly, it's those invisible invaders. And sheesh, you think about it. I mean, we eat three times a day, but we breathe just right? every so many seconds, you know? Right. So, yeah. Oh, Rick, awesome.
No, I love the line of, you know, get a filter or be a filter.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rule to live by.
Yeah. Rick, for those who want to talk to you more about mold, maybe getting you over to do one of those tests, what's the best way for folks to get in touch?
Oh, simply give us a call, 239-537-1186. You can text me, you can email me at, you know, rick@tradesecretsinspections.com. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Rick, for your knowledge and sharing a really important, really important topic. And we go get out there and get them. I mean, keep those homeowners from being a filter, and condo dwellers and everyone else. And we'll talk to you soon. See you, Rick.
All right. You too. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for listening to the Trade Secrets Inspections podcast. To learn more about Trade Secrets Inspections, go to www.tradesecretsinspections.com or call 239-537-1186.